Hello, this is Carol McPherson from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We'll start this morning with some performances coming up at DPAC. If you're a fan of percussion, you might want to go to the March 27th performance of Zakir Hussain and special guests, Masters of Percussion, presented by Duke Performances. A classical tabla player of the highest order, Zakir Hussain's scintillating performances have established him as a national treasure in India. He inherited this skill from a remarkable musical lineage. He is the son of iconic tabla player Ala Raka and heir to a family that has boasted master instrumentalists for many generations. Demonstrating a virtuosity that is barely to be believed, Hussain has become the world's foremost ambassador of Indian classical music, the successor to his longtime collaborator, Ravi Shankar. Hussain returns to Duke Performances with the Masters of Percussion, his hand-picked group of the 10 finest musicians from across the Indian classical tradition, featuring sitarist Naladri Kumar, sarangi player Dilshad Khan, and led by Hussain. This exceptional ensemble is presented by Duke Performances for one night only. The date is March 27, 2004. Ticket prices $55, $45, $40, $30, and $20. For ticket information, you can call DPAC at 919-680-2787. This performance starts at 8 p.m. On March 28th, Jay Leno will appear at DPAC. Stand up with the Tonight Show host. One of the country's premier comedians, Jay Leno has performed hundreds of comedy shows around the United States for the past 20-plus years. Experience America's favorite TV personality when he comes to DPAC March 28th for an unforgettable night of stand-up. Jay Leno, named America's favorite TV personality in the 2009 Harris poll, had been America's late-night leader for almost two decades before moving from late-night to primetime in September 2009, and then returning to host The Tonight Show with Jay Leno in March 2010. Jay served as the host of the Emmy Award-winning and top-rated The Tonight Show with Jay Leno since 1992. Indeed, Jay's everyman style and personality have helped him earn millions of fans worldwide, people who relate to his personable style and work ethic. He has been touted as one of the nicest people in show business and the hardest working. A winning tandem for the man who says, "Anyone can have a life. Careers are hard to come by." The Jay Leno performance starts at 8 p.m. Tickets range from $59.50 to $125. Also coming up at DPAC, April 5th, 2014, Chelsea Handler, Uganda Be Kidding Me live tour. Superstar, comedian, and host of Chelsea Lately, only East Coast tour stop between Atlanta and D.C. Perhaps best known as the outspoken host of E's late-night talk show, Chelsea Lately, Handler continues to offer international audiences her fearless honesty and tongue-in-cheek commentary every weeknight. "I've decided to go on tour and support my new book, Uganda Be Kidding Me. I think we all know how much I love the sound of my own voice," said Handler. Handler's latest book, Uganda Be Kidding Me, will release on March 4th. In this hilarious and absurd collection of travel essays, Chelsea delivers some of her favorite stories, while also giving travelers her not-to-be-believed guide to etiquette, hot spots, and answers to some of the most asked travel questions. A leading nonfiction author, Handler had three books ranked at number 1, number 2, and number 3 on the bestseller list simultaneously on March 28, 2010, and currently has 4 best-selling books in print. In 2010, Chelsea partnered with Live Nation and Belvedere Vodka for the Chelsea Chelsea Bang Bang Comedy Tour, which was extended 3 times, drawing more than 250,000 fans in 44 markets and grossing more than $16 million. Chelsea Handler will be at the DPAC on April 5th at 8 p.m. Ticket prices are $56 to $66. The phone number for the DPAC, 919-680-2787. We'll move now to some upcoming events at the Carolina Theater in Durham. The 92nd Street Y presents Robert Wagner with Liz Smith. You must remember this. This is broadcast live via satellite on Tuesday, March 11th at 8:15. The legendary actor and best-selling author takes a nostalgic look back at Hollywood's golden age, the mythic figures, the legendary stars, the houses and haunts of the elite. With a career spanning more than 5 decades, few actors are more qualified to recount this glamorous Hollywood era than Robert Wagner, the star of such films as A Kiss Before Dying, The Longest Day, and The Pink Panther. Liz Smith calls herself the 2,000-year-old gossip columnist. She has worked in celebrity showbiz for 57 years. She now does commentary for Fox Entertainment News and still writes a daily syndicated column. She is co-founder of WowOhWow.com, and the women of WOW can now be heard on Sirius Radio. Again, this is Robert Wagner and Liz Smith appearing through the 92nd Street Y, streaming into the Carolina Theater on Tuesday, March 11th at 8:15. Ticket prices are $12. For information, you can call the Carolina Theater of Durham, 919-560-3030. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in Durham. On Wednesday, March 12th, the Carolina Theater presents Scott Simon, War is Hell, and Sometimes the Food is Delicious. Learning about true hospitality and graciousness from people in hellish places, pizza in Kosovo, pasta in a refugee camp, and faux cheese during the siege of Sarajevo. Sometimes eating well is the best revenge. Scott Simon is the host of Weekend Edition Saturday on NPR and Need to Know on PBS, and a well-known writer and novelist. From Ground Zero in New York to Ground Zero in Kabul, to police stations, refugee camps, snipers' roosts, subway platforms, and theater stages, NPR's Peabody Award-winning Scott Simon has reported from all 50 states and every continent. He has covered 10 wars, hundreds of campaigns, sieges, famines, hurricanes, earthquakes, civil wars and scandals, state funerals and opening nights. He has interviewed and profiled some of the most interesting personalities of the times, from Mother Teresa to Ariel Sharon and Wyclef Jean to roving street kids in Rio, and refugees in Kosovo, Ethiopia, and Sudan. Scott Simon will be appearing at the Carolina Theater on Wednesday, March 12th at 8 p.m. Ticket prices start at $29. For mature audiences only, the Carolina Theater will be presenting Jim Jeffries on Thursday, March 13th. Jeffries is the creator and car of Legit, an edgy, controversial original comedy series which returns to FXX for a second season on January 8th. In Legit, Jeffries portrays a heightened version of himself as a comedian from Australia who realizes there's more to life and his career than the rock and roll style of stand-up comedy. Prior to Legit, Jeffries has appeared on numerous TV shows in England, including Channel 4's The History of Offensive Humor, BBC One's Heaven and Earth, and ITV2's Comedy Cults. U.S. audiences got their first taste of Jeffries when he appeared on HBO's Down and Dirty with Jim Norton, which in turn led to his critically acclaimed and international hit one-hour HBO special, I Swear to God. Again, Jim Jeffries at the Carolina Theater, Thursday, March 13th at 8 p.m. Ticket prices $37.50. Roseanne Cash is coming to the Carolina Theater on Friday, March 14th at 8 p.m. Roseanne Cash, The River and the Thread. For over three decades, Roseanne Cash has been one of the most compelling figures in popular music, with a remarkable body of work noted for its emotional acuity, rich and resonant imagery, and unsparing honesty. These special qualities, which enable her to establish a unique intimacy with her audiences, also inform her recent, long-awaited memoir. The eldest daughter of country music icon Johnny Cash and stepdaughter of June Carter Cash of the legendary Carter family, Roseanne's musical and family legacy is rooted in the very beginnings of American country music, with its deep cultural and historical connections to the South. Her own thoughtful, genre-blurring approach, which encompasses country, rock, roots, and pop influences, has garnered her a Grammy, 12 Grammy nominations, and 11 number one singles. On her 2009 album, The List, Cash recorded 12 songs from the list of 100 essential country songs that her father compiled for her and instructed her to learn when she was 18 and about to join his roadshow. Again, that's Roseanne Cash appearing at the Carolina Theater, Friday, March 14th at 8 p.m. Tickets start at $36. For tickets, you can call the Carolina Theater, 919-560-3030. On Monday, March 17th, at the Carolina Theater, Post Secret Live with Frank Warren. Post Secret Live is a multimedia presentation by Frank Warren, founder of Post Secret. See the postcards that were banned from the books. Hear the inspiring and funny stories behind the secrets. Share your secret at the microphone. Meet Frank afterward during the book signing. 8 years, 500,000 secrets, one night only. Please take pictures only during the first 5 minutes of Post Secret Live. What secret will you share? Tickets are $23. Finally, at the Carolina Theater on Tuesday, March 18th, 8 p.m., Eddie Money. With hits like Two Tickets to Paradise, Baby Hold On, Walk on Water, Think I'm in Love, and Shaken, Eddie continues to be one of the hardest working men in rock and roll. The rock icon is back on the road with an all-star band. An accomplished musician, he sings, he writes, and plays the saxophone, harmonica, and piano. Tickets start at $24. Eddie Money appearing at the Carolina Theater on Tuesday, March 18th. For ticket information, you can call the Carolina Theater at 919-560-3030. We'll turn now to events going on at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. On March 9th, Rachel Barton Pine with Raleigh Chamber Music. This show is on March 9th at 3 p.m. Ticket prices range from $10 to $25. This show will be playing at the Fletcher Opera Theater. For more information, you can call 919-996-8700. Also on March 9th, at the Duke Energy Center in Maimandi Concert Hall, Wayne Brady, part of the Broadway series South. The Wayne Brady It's My Line Tour. For more than a decade, Wayne Brady has entertained audiences with his acting, improv, singing, and dancing on stage, on television, and in film. Brady's career took off with his debut on the television show Whose Line Is It Anyway? In 1998, which won him an Emmy in Outstanding Individual Performance in a Variety Musical or Comedy Series in 2003. Since his debut on Whose Line Is It Anyway?, Brady's success has continued with the two-year run of his talk show, The Wayne Brady Show, and guest starring on primetime television series such as How I Met Your Mother, 30 Rock, and The Dave Chappelle Show. Brady can be seen weekdays on CBS as host of the daytime classic, Let's Make a Deal. The Wayne Brady Show will start at 8 p.m. on March 9th. Ticket prices $36 to $59. The Carolina Ballet will feature Romeo and Juliet. This will play at the Maimonde Concert Hall on March 13th through March 30th. The most tragic love story ever told, Carolina Ballet is proud to once again feature the beloved tale of Romeo and Juliet. This age-old story comes to life with choreography that is thrillingly right for every moment, from the ribald humor of the street dancers to the aching romance of the star-crossed couple, and to the angry rivalry of the feuding families. This is a not-to-be-missed show, full of edge-of-your-seat moments and beautifully choreographed dances, showcasing the highs and lows of true love. The performance times are as follows: March 13th at 8 p.m., March 14th, 8 p.m., March 15th, at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., March 16th, 2 p.m., March 22nd, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., March 23rd, 2 p.m., March 29th, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., and finally, March 30th at 2 p.m. Ticket prices range from $30 to $68. For ticket information, you can call the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts at 919-996-8700. Again, the Duke Energy Center is on 2 East South Street in Raleigh. We'll turn our attention now to the PNC Arena in Raleigh. On Saturday, March 8th, Casting Crowns with special guest Laura Story and For King and Country. Multi-platinum-selling group Casting Crowns has experienced a landmark year with 3 Grammy nominations, an RIAA 2x multi-platinum certification, multiple RIAA gold certifications, and more. Since forming more than a decade ago, Casting Crowns' message of hope has resonated with people around the globe, with total album sales surpassing 8 million. Moving into an exciting new season in 2014, the band reveals its 7th studio record, Thrive, due out on January 28th. Thrive is packed with the band's signature style of songs about real life that redefine our identity in Christ, pointing us to our purpose. It's time for us to more than survive. We were made to thrive, says lead vocalist Mark Hall. In support of the new record, Casting Crowns announced its upcoming national tour, the Thrive Tour, which will feature Laura's story, and For King and Country. For more information, you can visit castingcrowns.com. Casting Crowns will come to the PNC Arena on Saturday, March 8th at 7 p.m. Ticket prices are $26 and $46. For ticket information, you may call 919-861-2300. We also have some sports events coming up at the PNC Arena. On March 9th, NC State versus Boston College. This game starts at 6 p.m. On March 11th, the Hurricanes play against the Rangers at 7 p.m. On March 13th, it's the Hurricanes versus the Sabres at 7 p.m. On March 16th, the Hurricanes meet the Oilers at 3 p.m. On Saturday, March 15th, there will be the Women's Empowerment 2014, featuring keynote speaker Tyler Perry. This will happen at the PNC Arena starting at 11 a.m. Acclaimed actor, producer, and director Tyler Perry has signed on to be the headline speaker at the 2014 Women's Empowerment Conference and networking event. This year marks the 20th anniversary for the conference. Each year, a capacity crowd gathers for a day full of inspiration and empowerment-themed events. Created in honor of Women's History Month, Women's Empowerment was designed to enhance the lives of African American women by addressing issues that specifically impact their health, hearts, and pocketbooks. This expo-styled event offers seminars, workshops, demonstrations, sampling, and shopping. Past speakers have included Dr. Joycelyn Elders, former U.S. Surgeon General, Susan Taylor, former editor-in-chief of Essence Magazine, Iyanla VanZant, noted women's author and inspirational life coach, Queen Latifah, recording artist and talk show host, and Angela Bassett, award-winning actress. 2013 Women's Empowerment was host to pastor, educator, entrepreneur, philanthropist, spiritual advisor, and best-selling author, Bishop T.D. Jakes. Ticket prices are $40, $50, $60, and $70. Again, this is at the PNC Arena, Saturday, March 5th at 11 a.m. Heading over to the Duke campus on Saturday, March 22nd at 8 p.m., the Cronus Quartet will play. 40 years in, the Cronus Quartet still feels revolutionary. They have commissioned hundreds of new works for string quartet, recorded almost 50 albums, and brought the work of musicians from across the globe into the chamber music tradition. Cronus's curiosity will be on full display in their return to Durham. Their first appearance at the revamped Baldwin Auditorium features a Duke Performances commission, You Know Me From Here, which composer Missy Mazzoli calls a musical journey homeward. That's also the theme of Ahame, which Bryce Dessner based on his grandparents' turbulent journey to this country. And frequent Kronos collaborator Philip Glass contributes a brand new composition full of his trademark driving rhythms. Their program reveals a group more dedicated than ever to founder David Harrington's dream of making the string quartet vital and energetic and alive. This year, Cronus also brings with them a new cellist, Sunny Jungin Yang. Cronus's Grammy-winning record producer Judith Herman calls Yang's playing joyful, beautiful, and meaningful. Yang will no doubt help write another exciting chapter of this landmark group's history. This is the Cronus Quartet on Saturday, March 22nd at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium on the Duke campus. Address 1336 Campus Drive. The phone number 3356. Ticket prices for this performance are $52, $42, $15 for age 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. The Gerald Clayton Trio will play for Duke performances on Friday, March 28th and Saturday, March 29th. The brilliant young pianist Gerald Clayton was schooled in hard-swinging melodic jazz by his father John Clayton, Uncle Jeff Clayton, and his mentors Billy Childs and Kenny Barron. More recently, he has collaborated with the innovators of his own generation, from Ambrose Akinmusiray to Kendrick Scott, in his long-standing trio with drummer Justin Brown and bassist Joe Sanders. Clayton blends those styles into a musical language all his own. The New York Times raved about Clayton's huge authoritative presence and highly controlled touch and dynamics. In the close-up club atmosphere of Durham's Casbah, that authority will be all the more palpable. Casbah Durham is a nightclub in downtown, featuring a full bar and a long, narrow layout that focuses the room toward the stage. This is located at 1007 West Main Street in Durham. For ticket information, you can call 919-660-3356. We've got some bluegrass music coming up this weekend. Saturday, March 8th, the Raven Ridge Bluegrass Band will play at the Sola Coffee Cafe in Raleigh. Phone number 919-803-8983 or on the web at solacoffee.com. Spare Parts, the Mac and Tammy Band, will play at Lenoir Community College in Kinston, North Carolina, on Saturday, March 8th. Sunday, March 9th, the Pitch Black Brass Band will play at Durham Central Park in downtown Durham. Phone number 919-794-8194. On Sunday, March 9th, Guy Davis will be playing at the Arts Center in Carrboro. Phone number 919-929-2787. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Carol McPherson, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.